the shipping, and the industry.
Another day on the Hill with a battle with Sonia Sotomayor. We have the latest on that. Also, healthcare, even the bigger battle. What's healthcare going to look like when it's all said and done? Hello to our neighbors to the north in Canada who have told us that they have nothing but mediocre healthcare. That could be coming your way pretty soon. Yesterday was the All-Star Game in baseball. The American League rocked once again. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Each and every Wednesday, we start the show with a conversation with Easy Ticket Mike. He joins us now. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
Really well. Going to Hawaii next week.
Oh, that sounds good. Which island?
Maui.
Oh, that's great. I mean, this time of year, that's the place to be.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. A lot of good golf and a lot of tennis, and we're going to do the shows from Maui, too, thanks to Fox Sports Radio Network, because this trip is on them. Speaking of sports, in the NBA, and you even sent a note to me saying this, and it's so true, the only thing that there is to really talk about is teams that are frantically trying to get a bunch of John Hancocks, who are trying to sign up some players and then pick through the free agent market. But it does make it exciting in the sense that people who are fans of the NBA and you as a ticket broker, people start to talk about the possibilities of what could happen with their team, and I think they get excited, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's some big names out there that different teams are jockeying for to try to boost up their roster. You know, Shaq, he was a thing. He's one that's building up Cleveland. So, yeah, what I see is there's a lot of teams out there that are, looking to bolster their roster and also give some credence to their fans that they're going to be in the thick of it this next year.
Absolutely, and make a run at it. There's no question about that. And, of course, we know this, the number one sport that everybody wants to talk about, and a lot of the political types that listen to our show are certainly into football, too. So training camps are that much closer, just a couple of weeks, hard to believe. And then the conversation will really swing into to football. It already has. Brett Favre is going to let everybody know whether or not he's coming back. He's trying to set a date for that. There's a lot of great storylines, and I would think that also helps. Do people start to order tickets early, Mike, when they go to your site? Yeah, start to talk about the NFL?
Yeah, I know I've got a lot of people, looking to get some good game seats or individual game seats that don't want to spring for season tickets, but there's a lot of games out there, a lot of people wanting to position themselves for Monday and Thursday night, and then the Sunday games. But there's a lot of good games that I can't wait for the season to get here in earnest.
Yeah, boy, neither can I. And then we can really talk about it when you really have games going on. And college football, too. It's interesting. In college football, you have such big, in some cases with the big schools, you have such big facilities, such big stadiums. But sometimes with the alumni base, it's tough to get tickets, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of these big schools like Texas, whenever they play down in Austin, it's a sellout for everything. I mean, it's just real tough. Oklahoma, they've got a big alumni that go to them. Nebraska, I mean, it's tough. USC, Notre Dame, I mean, the alumni, really back these big schools, and it's tough to get a seat. But we have the seats to a lot of these games and really good seats.
Yeah, so go to easy-ticket.com. And, of course, baseball, I mentioned already, we had the All-Star game last night. The American League won, so the home field advantage goes to the AL once again. Who's going to be there in the end? This is when it really, really gets hot. You and I have talked about the Dodgers a bunch. Boston, certainly, the Tigers, the Angels, and you love the Rangers, and the Rangers with a possibility, too, as well. You can't completely count them out. And this is when I think baseball fans, the mild baseball fans, not the true baseball fans, but the people who get excited because now it looks like their hometown team might make a run at it, I think they they start to get pumped up for it, and it makes it interesting in the tail end of the season.
Yeah, that's true. About the only fans that are disappointed this time of the year are the ones in Washington.
Yeah, no kidding. The Nationals had a terrible season, and forget about it. There's just no way anything's happening with them. Absolutely, no question. For people who aren't sports fans that are listening to us across the country and Kentucky, we have a lot of listeners in Kentucky and Illinois, and people listening to us always say this in the great state of Connecticut, etc. There are a lot of concerts that we've been mentioning, and they're still in full swing. And in fact, it gets exciting in August and September, because still it's right before a lot of people go back to school, or they go back to school and they still go to the concerts if they're college kids, right?
Yeah, and there's, well, in the summertime, it seems like there's a lot of country western, you know, acts that are touring, but Paul McCartney's out. He's on tour right now. He's coming here into the Metroplex this next month. He's there. There's just a ton of groups and good tours out right now. We've got tickets to probably 80,000 different events. Pretty much anything that anybody wants to go to, we can get you tickets for.
Yeah, well, that's terrific. So, again, he just mentioned that, you know, the site to go to. Mike, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Kate. You have a good evening.
All right, you too. So we move from talking about tickets and going to concerts and sporting events to all that other stuff to what's happening in Washington. And a lot of people aren't playing on the team of let's have health care reform. It's interesting because somebody sent me this documentary of Ted Kennedy, and in the documentary of Ted Kennedy, it was in the 70s where he was pushing for universal health care, and it was all fire and brimstone in what he was saying. And think about the push to try to come up with some kind of health care reform way back then, but it was thought to be too radical, couldn't pull it off, didn't have the votes, all that kind of stuff. And here we go again. Now what's happening is that what you have going on in our Congress now at 2009 is, okay, let's just push this baby through. It's 1,000 pages, this bill. 1,000 pages. Now, who could I possibly trot out on these airwaves to explain to us everything in this bill that was put together? I mean, we know the broad strokes, and I've talked about them, but who really knows everything that's in this bill? It's like a major race to get this done, to get this passed. And it's not about bipartisan cooperation anymore. It's about let's just get it through. Let's just get it done. And all the House Democratic leaders are saying, look, we're going to get this legislation through before the August break. We're going to get it through. It's a $1.5 trillion plan that for the first time in the United States would make health care a right and a responsibility for all Americans. So you heard what I said there, and a responsibility. So what happens is, the big question is, who picks up the tab? Who picks up the tab for this? The employers? We already mentioned the people that have money, because they would be taxed more to pay for a big chunk of it. And, of course, the medical providers. So how does that go over? Well, in some cases, with a big, fat thud. A lot of people think that this is the first step to disaster in the United States because of the chaos that will be created, and it'll start with health care reform. I'll check in with all of you and see what you think now that it's getting closer. I'll tell you why it's closer a little bit later as well. But next, got a special guest for you. Hang with us.
Is this some radical new therapy?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
He's become one of my favorite writers, and soon I really think that you're going to see some of his works on the big screen. Robert Liparullo joins us now in America Tonight. He came to my studio probably 3 or 4 months ago, the old studio we had, because, of course, now we have new giant digs out of Minneapolis and in Dallas as well. But as I said, he has become one of my favorite writers, and I'm not sucking up to him, but we're going to talk about something that this audience loves to talk about. Robert, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Kate?
I'm doing really well. Now, you're working on yet another book, too, right?
I am. I just turned in the last of the Dreamhouse King series, and I've already jumped into the next adult thriller.
Wow. What do you just pump yourself full of coffee? Are you a late night owl kind of guy? How does all this stuff work in your mind? When do you write?
Oh, you know, mostly at night. This is my time. My wife jokes that if I have a midnight snack, that's my lunch.
I love it. Hey, so what we wanted to talk about is the deal with the privatized armies that you and I talked about before. Of course, Blackwater is what everybody's thinking about, right? So what some people don't know is the federal budget actually has billions, at least earmarked anyway, for some of these private armies. But our own troops, of course, at times, not at times, actually now, because I know a couple people actually in Afghanistan, don't even have the stuff that they need, the critical support that they need. So what gives? People just don't realize that, I think, because there's so many earmarks. Sometimes you'll get a little headline here and there, but it gets buried, doesn't it? It gets lost in the sauce.
Right. Well, you know what's really scary is when there's this kind of outcry from the public saying, hey, why aren't we giving support or the right guns or body armor to our troops who need them? What happens is inevitably within a month there'll be a report where all of our troops have the right body armor, for example. And what they're not telling us is
that the body armor that they're giving them is outdated. It won't stop the kind of ammunition that's being used in the war zones. They're using, for example, Kevlar instead of the ceramic plate ones, which are the more modern ones. So it's so hard to get accurate information.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And like I said, you have done tons of research on this. And what did you find out from the private guys? What did they mostly tell you? Are many of them, and I'm assuming this from what I know, a lot of them are guys that served and said, forget this. I like doing this. I know what I'm doing. I'm retired, or I'm going to retire, or I'm stepping out, and I can make more money this way, and I'm willing to risk it. And I feel like I'm doing a service anyway, and I'm getting paid big bucks for it. Is that what drives the guy that goes to work for the so-called private army?
Right, for like a Blackwater or the Z, new name, corporation. Mostly, yeah. It's both the money. It's really a different kind of personality who goes into the private armies. It's the kind of person, and really what they get are, they get the special forces. And the reason they've become that in the military, the U.S. military, they rose to a point where they went into the special forces is they're very good at what they do. They're very good at fighting. They're very good at strategy and tactics and that sort of thing and weaponry. And so they have some kind of acumen for war, if you will. And so when they get out or intentionally get out to work for a private army, you're getting the guys who don't mind war. They're, you know, a lot of times in our service, when you're sending over an army, you're sending over people who didn't have any options out of high school, for example, and they just, you know, they thought they might sit, you know, on an air base or something in New Mexico, and they end up going to war. That's not the case with the private armies. These are people who join up specifically to go to war because they don't get paid unless they're fighting. So it's a different mentality. The two things that I found that they really are attracted to with the private services is, or private companies, is the money. It's about six times as much as they can make in the military, and also the superior body armor, superior weaponry, and even superior training.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Hey, one of the things, and we talked about this a little bit the last time that we visited, because you gave me a copy of Deadlock, and that's how I got turned onto your stuff, and I read Deadlock and loved it. And it's all about passing it on, and I told other people about it. But one of the things that we did talk about a little bit is the idea that what's happening now with the private groups that you just were mentioning, that we were talking about, and the U.S. military, to save some of that cha-ching, because we're so bloody broke, with this recession, they're using this high-tech shooter video game stuff to train the troops. So actually, this is an interesting question that somebody posed to me. Do these type of games desensitize the military guys to real-life violence? Can that happen? Because we know it happens with kids.
Right, and in the book, I get a little bit into that, about the desensitizing through multiple means, including the video games, but there is I hate to absolutely, you know, put an onus on it and say it is desensitizing people, because I think it desensitizes people who are prone to be desensitized. However, the more you go through it and the more you do it, you have to become desensitized. There's no other way. What they're doing is they're giving them video games that are superior to the ones that kids are playing now in the speed of the reaction speed of the game, in the realism. They have these games that are not just very good animation, like they are with the commercial games, but they have games that you can't tell the difference between a photograph or a video and the games, and these are the people that they're shooting at, and when they get shot, there's not just blood that shoots out, there's maybe an arm that falls off. It's very realistic, and I don't think part of it is you almost need to be a little bit desensitized because you don't want to be in a war zone shooting, and then you're shooting somebody who's right there, and then you're shocked by what you see as a result of your firing. So you do need to know what's going to happen when you're in war. But there is that question of does it turn the real game or does it turn real life into a video game for them? And there are people who are coming back from war saying, boy, it was just like a video game. It was just like Halo, or it was just like, you know, this particular game. And it was amazing because we were shooting at people, and I just remembered when I was, you know, just two years ago, I was in high school, and I was playing this game, and it was just like that. And that's a little bit scary when you think of it.
Boy, no kidding. Hey, well, you're going to get that simulated feeling if we get these books to the big screen, and you have... Already they've been optioned. I think we talked about that as well before. And Mace Neufeld is one of the guys that people would recognize from Patriot Games and The Hunt for Red October. So that's got to be exciting to you still that you have these Hollywood producers that have the books and are trying to make them into movies. How far along is that?
The one that Mace has is a little bit slow. He's still trying to find the right script. I'm also working with Andrew Davis, who did The Fugitive and The Guardian and Collateral Damage. And that one's moving along a little bit faster. It's amazing how I have about six projects right now in Hollywood, and I keep thinking of them kind of like that amusement park game where you're trying to squirt the water in the clown's mouth and it moves maybe a horse or something a little bit further, and then somebody else gets the target and it moves it a little bit, you know, his a little further. And it feels like that in Hollywood where one just kind of takes off and then it stops, and another one takes off and stops.
But that's great because you have a lot of, you're juggling so that's good. So there's a lot of things out there. And then that means something eventually it starts to roll, you know, this, and then something gets made, they get the right script, and it all comes together. But I think it's very, very exciting. So when you have your next release and your next big hit, you're going to come back on with us, right?
Oh, I'd love to.
Awesome. I always like talking to you, Robert. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Well, thank you. Have a great night.
You too. And Robert, like he said, he's got a couple of these books now that these producers are looking to make into movies. And you heard Collateral Damage and The Fugitive, et cetera. So, a lot of, in fact, all of the movies that he mentioned and the guys that are producing them are all movies that I've seen. Being a huge movie fan, that's not necessarily unusual for me. But it's interesting. Privatized armies like former Blackwater, because, of course, they changed their name, taking funds from the troops overseas, as he was talking about in the top, that we realize it, but then somebody donates armor or they allocate armor, etc., and then the story goes away. But trust me, it is still happening. The story of healthcare isn't going away. In fact, that's what everybody wants to talk about, is what will these proposed plans for healthcare actually look like if it goes through and it becomes our way of life in the United States, that healthcare becomes similar to what they have in Canada, or will it be different from what they have in Canada? We're going to let you hear what President Obama had to say earlier in the day to the naysayers. That's coming up around the bend here on America Tonight.
Well, it seems to me, sir, that God gave me a special gift, made me a fine instrument of warfare.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Be the highway to hell. Some people feel that it is the highway to hell if we go down this road with what is actually on the table now for health care reform. I'm one of those that believe we do need health care reform, but not in this 1,000-page document. There are too many holes in it and that are unexplained, and there's this rush to, like, we're all of a sudden running as fast as we can. I get it that there's been so much heel dragging forever and ever and ever, but there's just too much that hasn't been flushed out, and there's a lot that I absolutely hate in what's being proposed. I'm not alone, obviously, in not approving of what's trying to be shoved down our throats. And President Obama is well aware of that as he's trying to make this healthcare reform a reality, and a reality before the Congress breaks in August. So here's what he said earlier in the day.
I have a long-standing bias towards nurses. When Sasha, our younger daughter, was diagnosed with a dangerous case of meningitis when she was just 3 months old, we were terrified. And we were appreciative of the doctors, but it was the nurses who walked us through the entire process to make sure that Sasha was okay. When both my daughters were born, the obstetrician was one of our best friends, but we saw her for about 10 minutes in each delivery. The rest of the time, what we saw were nurses who did an incredible amount of work in not only taking care of Michelle, but also caring for a nervous husband, and then later for a couple of fat little babies. So I know how important nurses are, and the nation does too. Nurses aren't in healthcare to get rich, last I checked. They're in it to care for all of us, from the time they bring a new life into this world to the moment they ease the pain of those who pass from it. If it weren't for nurses, many Americans in underserved and rural areas would have no access to health care at all. And that's why it's safe to say that few understand why we have to pass reform as intimately as our nation's nurses. They see firsthand the heartbreaking costs of our health care crisis. They hear the same stories that I've heard across this country of treatment deferred or coverage denied by insurance companies, of insurance premiums and prescriptions that are so expensive they consume a family's entire budget, of Americans forced to use the emergency room for something as simple as a sore throat just because they can't afford to see a doctor. And they understand that this is a problem that we can no longer defer. We can't kick the can down the road any longer. Deferring reform is nothing more than defending the status quo. And those who would oppose our efforts should take a hard look at just what it is that they're defending.
All right, so that's the question. Is this kicking the can down the road and saying, well, you know, here's what the problem is. People are losing houses. People are being billed ridiculously crazy, out of control bills for hospitalization that they can't afford, so we need it, and we need it now, period. No matter what the tax is, no matter what the deal is with health care, we need this to happen. We need everybody to have health care. And see, here's the thing. I think everybody should have health care. I really do. But there has to be a better way to do this. And you can still do it, I think. You can make it happen fast, but you can make it happen where it makes more sense than what I understand it to be as it's proposed right now. And when you have a headline where it says, okay, we're taxing the wealthy, we're taxing the rich, well, you think of the middle class, you think of the struggling, the people working two part-time jobs or doing whatever they can do, and they're going to say, yeah, awesome, right on. But it's not that easy, and that's not going to pay for the full freight of this, the over $1 trillion that we're talking about, and that in itself I see as a huge problem, because we keep heaping up this deficit, and it has to be paid for. And ultimately, what does this do to the doctors? What does this do to the kind of care you get? And that's the thing. He made the analogy, the president did, where he's talking about, it's ridiculous. People have to go to the emergency room because they can't afford to go see a doctor, so they just go to the emergency room because they have a sore throat that they let just go on and on and on and on because they just didn't have they don't have health care, they couldn't afford it, whatever. And okay, and that at face value makes sense, right? So you say, yeah, well, this is ridiculous. We live in the United States of America. How can that be? But if you have across-the-board health care that's got the public option commingled in with the private option, what ultimately is that going to do? First of all, what's the motivation going to be with the doctors if things aren't set up correctly when you look at the barrels of red tape, which is already what's happened with Medicare? And speaking of Medicare, what does it do to Medicare? So you have an aging population scared to death wondering, wow, what is this going to do to Medicare? What's going to happen to me? Okay, so if everyone's promised health care, then I would assume that I'll get health care. But you can't assume that. That's the thing. In the 1,000 pages, it, as you dissect it, a lot of it doesn't make sense, and that's the problem. And that's why you've got the Blue Dog Democrats that are saying that they might block the health care bill. And what, you know, what you're talking about is a block of conservative, the more conservative Democrats. So, of course, Blue Dog, that's what that means, right? And they're saying that they're opposed to the current bill, and they're meeting and trying to decide every single day, several times a day, to try to figure out what kind of amendments that they can put in to the bill, or they can offer up anyway, on the committees, because they have these committees. That's what the thing is, right? And the bill that was unveiled on Tuesday didn't address any of those concerns that were brought up. Because the legislation set up to contain enough reforms to control the cost in the healthcare system? And ultimately, is there some other kind of savings that you can find, that you can chop out, so you don't have the over $1 trillion that you're talking about now that's proposed to make this system work, to make the system happen? And the small businesses are the ones, and the people in the rural areas, the doctors in the hospitals, that's what I think people are going to see. That's going to be the biggest difference. They're going to probably suffer the most in its current form. And when you think of small businesses, I said this the other night, more than 90% of the United States is made up of small businesses. Not everybody works for a giant corporation. And the small businesses could be mom and pop, where you're making a decent living, or you're barely getting by, but you're thankful for the job because you got the job and they couldn't afford to give you benefits. There's a lot of things that will happen as a result of this. And the mark for the small businesses right now is $250,000. But $250,000 really isn't a lot when you think of payroll, how many people are on the payroll, when you think of building rent or owning the building or electricity or any of those kind of things, the cost of doing business. At $250,000, how many people are really making a profit? A guy who owns his own business and he's running it himself? So that's part of the problem with this. In fact, it's one of the biggest problems, I think, because it'll cripple some of the companies. That means, again, people will be unemployed. They won't be able to keep that job because some people are going to be forced to close their doors. There are a lot of people that fall into the small business category that just can't afford benefits. They can't do it. We've talked to many callers on this show who have called in and talked about companies they had where they couldn't afford to pay for health care, but they did whatever they could for their employees. But they couldn't afford it. They weren't turning that much of a profit. They were keeping themselves alive and in the game, but they weren't making a fortune laughing all the way to the bank and saying, ah, forget it, we don't have to get anyone health care. They couldn't afford it. And that's the other thing. Does the bill change the affordability for the smaller company? Because as the company's smaller, the more you pay, thus the more you can't afford to get it, and that's part of the problem, too. So anyway, Democrats outnumber the GOP on the Energy and Commerce Committee. It's like 36 to 23, I want to say. And that committee has 8 blue dogs. And if seven Democrats vote with Republicans against the bill, then it wouldn't go to the House floor if that happens, right? And so will the blue dogs vote as a group against the bill? I think absolutely. I don't think that we're going to see this. I don't think the health care is going to go through. See, the Democrats' bill exempted businesses from paying a penalty if their payrolls were less than $100,000. And at least they raised that amount to $250,000, but even $250,000 is just way too small for some of these businesses. I think it'll end up killing them and closing them. And I know there's people listening to this show who are surviving that way. You know, America Tonight started off at a very small company, and there was health insurance offered. So you had board ops and technical people. They had it on their own. But if America Tonight was forced to do that with the previous network it was on, they would have had to close the doors. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Kate, hanging with you here on ATN.
If you do not vote for him, he will take power.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
To speak up, and you better do it fast. 800-259-5791. Kate hanging with you, of course, on these airwaves, coast to coast and everywhere in between. The show is America Tonight. Biggest thing going on in D.C. besides Sotomayor, who is deflecting the questions on abortion, and that was probably the main thing that came out of the day anyway for her confirmation hearings. She was grilled about abortion a couple of different times. And I'll talk more about that coming up a little bit later in the show, because this is a foregone conclusion. We know it. I keep saying the word. It's a layup, but it is. She's going to be confirmed. That's it, period, end of story. Even though some people in the GOP, for their side of things, they think she's evading the issues and the answers in what she's saying. And then on the other side of the aisle, the Democrats just, bravo, it sounds good, and she was unfairly dogged for remarks she made in speeches, and it was taken out of context, and I know that this is definitely a lot lighter type of hearing than what Bork went through. I always use these examples, Thomas, and we're going to let you hear some. We're going to let you hear some from a previous Supreme Court justice, his day, in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee asking questions. But Bork, I just happened to see a slice of that in the Kennedy film that somebody sent me. And Kennedy himself, you know, was just grilling Bork and saying, you will never, ever sit on the Supreme Court. And he did not sit on the Supreme Court. I had lunch with somebody today who said, yeah, the Bork hearings were really, really interesting. Do you think it was because he was sarcastic and he shot back at the senators? They didn't like that. So, hey, that may be the deal. Remember, Sotomayor, of course, has all these people advising her and telling her what to do. And they're probably telling her to tone it down and just be bland and say, just stick to the law stuff and stick it around and come around and spin it around and move on and try to just deflect. And so if that's the case, which I'm assuming it is, to not end up in a cantankerous situation like Bork, then she would be doing a good job of it, right? Yeah, I would think so. All right, back to health. You can chime in. I've already gotten a ton of emails on this from yesterday and today. In fact, from even last week that I haven't hit, and I'll hit some of those a little bit later. You can send me an email to americatonight.net. And so the question becomes, is this plan in its current form, these 1,000 pages, is this what you want to see for your health care, for your children, for your grandchildren, for your nieces, for your nephews, for yourself? I don't know if you're single, if you're married, if you're whatever. Because at some point, it could affect you. You might be super, super healthy. But then the one time you need to use that card, you better know where you're going, how it works, all that sort of stuff. I think I've said this example before. Because I've worked all over the place, I've had to switch health care. You work for different companies, you switch. And in my lifetime, I bet you I've had 15 different health insurers. So imagine that. Now, some people would say, thank goodness you're healthy because you didn't have those pre-existing conditions, which, knock on wood, I didn't. But what if I wasn't, and would that have made a difference? It would in some cases. And this is one of the things that you heard with what Obama said would change in this health reform, and that not to believe what's being said, and that defending this reform is nothing more than defending the status quo, and anybody who opposes the effort should take a hard look at what they're defending, is what he's saying. And what he outlined and what supposedly this reform is about is the cost to the consumers, because you have big premiums, the deductibles, all the out of pocket costs and all that sort of stuff. So the theme is you're going to save money. But if you look at this, so if you lose your job or you change your job or you start a new business, can you still find quality health insurance? And they're saying, yes, we promise that, yes, this is what will happen. And you don't have to worry about it. But here's the deal. Do you really buy that in this current form? And the answer is no. It's the complexities in this, the way it's set up, it looks like a matrix to nowhere. I heard somebody earlier today compare it to Chutes and Ladders, and funny enough, it looks like Chutes and Ladders. So I don't want to go down Chutes and Ladders anymore. I'm not a kid. I don't want to risk that. Do I think there should be reform? You bet. Do I think it should be what currently is being proposed? I'm going to say no. The goal is to slow the cost increases and to bring coverage to the 50 million who are uninsured. But we go back to the same thing. How to pay for it, that is the part that changes the game. That's the part that changes this legislation when you're talking about $1.5 trillion. So if this does happen, if we do have this health care legislation that goes through, it would make health care, like I said before, a right and a responsibility for all Americans. Does anyone listening to me like this idea, because there's got to be somebody listening who maybe you don't have health care because you frankly can not afford it. And I know where you're at. I know a lot of people that have been in that situation. All right, we're moving on to the yin and yang of this show. We usually have a daily salute at least a couple of times a week, and we have the blunder of the day. There's always a blunder, and it can be anything. It can be something horrific that's happened, or it can be just something outrageous that's happened to somebody, or it can be something just plain stupid that's happened. I'm going to put this under the category of plain stupid. I bank at Bank of America. I ask myself why every single time I get something that's wrong or get overcharged, or, oh, it's maintenance fee. Oh, you didn't tell me about this maintenance fee, but I constantly am getting hit up with maintenance fees. So anyway, Bank of America is in the thick of this one. There's this 22-year-old kid, Josh Musinski, from New Hampshire, and he was a Visa customer, is a Visa customer. So he gets the charge on his bill, and the charge on his bill is $23 billion, something like that, $23 billion, some ridiculous amount, right? So he noticed, obviously, that his debt was more than the world GDP. He saw this because he was making a check of his balance on the online Bank of America account. He was checking it. And so according to the statement, he had spent that sum at the gas station, at a mobile gas station. And that's where he stops to pick up a mere one pack of Camel cigarettes. So anyway, to just throw more fuel on this fire, They also hit him with a $15 overdraft fee. See, it's those hidden fees, like I said. Oh, maintenance fee, $9. Oh, overdraft fee. So he gets hit with the overdraft fee, of course, because of the amount that they had put online on his account. So he called Bank of America, right, because they're the ones who issued the Visa prepaid debt card. The bank kept him on hold. You ready for this? For 2 hours. 2 hours. And finally, I know. Like I said, I've been there. I'm sure you've been there too. Finally, a bank person, told him that the $23 quadrillion charge and the $15 overdraft fee would be stricken from his account. Oh, do you have to pay the $15? No, don't worry about it. So, just some rogue charges that affected a few people, including this 22-year-old. Notice how quick they were to fix the problem. A mere 2 hours on the phone. 2 hours. Oh, I hope he was entertaining himself somehow on the side while he sat there, put it on speakerphone or whatever. Only in America.
Hey, hang on, you guys. I'll be right back.